This is Danielle Jaworwiecka with the BBC News. Hello. A huge fire at a wedding party in northern Iraq is reported to have killed more than 100 people. State media quoted civil defence officials as saying that fireworks were lit during the celebration inside a hall in the Hamdaniya district. The venue is said to have been built with highly flammable materials. The bride and groom are reported to be among those killed. Chantal Hartle has more details.
Eyewitnesses said that hundreds of people were there celebrating at this wedding when thick black smoke and flames started to appear. Videos from the scene have started popping up on social media, and in them you can hear people screaming as they try to escape. We've seen pictures as well from local journalists which show the charred remains of the building. It looks to be completely destroyed, this hall. The Iraqi news agency Nina showed firefighters climbing over the wreckage to search for survivors.
A New York court has ruled that Donald Trump committed fraud by repeatedly overstating the value of his business assets. The judge said the former president exaggerated his wealth to get cheaper loans and insurance. He cancelled some of the licences which allow Mr. Trump's businesses to operate in New York. The European Court of Human Rights is due to begin hearing a case brought by a group of young people from Portugal who accuse governments of not doing enough to tackle climate change. Alison Roberts reports.
The six young people who are now aged between 11 and 24 argue in their submissions to the court that greenhouse gas emissions from Portugal and 32 other European states are causing changes to the global climate, resulting in heat waves and other phenomena that affect their living conditions and health. They complain that the authorities are not complying with their obligations under the European Convention on Human Rights and undertakings made in the 2015 Paris Agreement. They also say that it is the rights of their generation that are most affected.
Ukraine and Russia are about to face each other for a final day of legal hearings in The Hague, which will determine whether a case brought by Kyiv under the Genocide Convention should go ahead. Here's Anna Holligan.
Kyiv is arguing Moscow violated the 1948 Genocide Convention when President Putin claimed the Russian invasion was an effort to stop Kyiv from committing genocide. Kyiv, which argues this justification for the war is illegal under international law, wants the ICJ to order Russia to stop hostilities and pay reparations. Russia claims the use of force between states is regulated by a different charter, and if there is no genocide in Ukraine, then a complaint filed under the Genocide Convention should be thrown out. Today, Russia's lawyers have all day to make their final arguments.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. A court in South Korea has rejected an arrest warrant for the opposition leader Lee Jae-myung. The head of the Democratic Party faces charges including bribery and breach of trust. The court decided it wasn't necessary to detain him while inquiries continued. Screenwriters in the United States have officially called off 5 months of industrial action, which has halted most Hollywood film and TV production. The Writers Guild of America said the stoppage had secured an exceptional deal in every sector of the business. A strike by Hollywood actors is continuing. Brazil's Racial Equality Ministry has dismissed a senior government official after she described supporters of one of the country's most popular football clubs as the white descendants of vile Europeans. Marcelo Decote posted the message on social media after Sao Paulo defeated Flamengo in Sunday's Brazil Cup final. The world's oldest gardening magazine, Amateur Gardening, is to close. The British title has been published weekly since 1884. Celia Hatton reports.
Amateur Gardening has been a constant presence for 139 years. But the magazine's editor, Gary Coward Williams, told the BBC closure was now unavoidable. Advertising revenue across the industry has dropped by a third. But it was the rising price of the packet of seeds fastened to the front of every copy that made its future untenable. Mr. Coward Williams said he'd spent the day receiving calls and emails from distraught readers, though he said there was no chance the title might be revived.
In cricket, Nepal has made T20 history at the Asian Games in China. It's the first men's side to score more than 300 in an international. The team also set new records for the fastest 50 and the fastest century. The Nepalese beat Mongolia, which is a newcomer to the sport. BBC News.